Bringing it all back to the topic at hand, window dressings, window treatments inside and out. But before we get back to topic, we do have a few more tickets to the Tucson Convention Center next weekend, where we'll be broadcasting live the show for the Fall Home and Garden Show sponsored by SABA, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. That's next Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We've got tickets, compliments of Rosie on the house. How do you want the folks in Tucson to, if somebody from Phoenix wants to go down for the weekend?
Yeah, just get on Facebook, find Rosie on the House fan page, and message me there, and I'll send them to you. Just be sure you include your address.
We have a few left. We had a pretty good response here the last hour and a half. So we do have a few left. Let's just say it's first come, first serve, in case we run out. And
that sounds fair.
If we get people's names that I run out of tickets for, I'll be down there. Maybe I can just have them meet me and I'll buy their tickets.
Oh, man, you're generous.
One way or another. A limit to first 300 people. Let's put a limit on that of some size, all right? Now, we do have free tickets. Friend us at Facebook and give us your address. We'll send them down to you. We're here with two great experts on the topic of window treatment as it relates to exterior window treatment, in particular sun and shade screens. We have Chad Hoppe of Arizona Screen Techs joining us and Rod DiGiovanni from New West Shutters. And I want to take a minute and just talk our way through. Rod.
Yes.
You show up at a house. I think windows are the most understated architectural feature of homes. They're placed conveniently between doors and corners of rooms. They're not used as strategically as they should. You've been around for a while. I've been here since the 60s. How many homes in some of the most beautiful parts of the valley don't even have window? They have what today would be a 300% price increase lot view lot. And they don't have a single window that views out and views the head of Camelback Mountain. It's an old ranch style, and the windows are just plopped in a room right where it's convenient from the inside. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, view is always an issue. If someone has a view, they're trying to preserve. You know, you probably want to put a window treatment that you can pull up and get out of the way completely. And as much as I like shutters, and they do provide a nice view because the louvers are very wide, and you can open them up, but they're intruding into the room sometimes a little too much. So roller shades are great for view windows. Cellular shades work really well as well. They completely get up out of the way.
Let's talk about the criteria. What do you run? It's a thought process you take the homeowners through. Look, let's talk about what degree of light restriction are you contemplating?
That's one of the things. Mostly it's more about usually blocking light more than anything else, because it's a bedroom or someplace where they have a TV and they got lots of glare and they need to block the light at certain times. So, things that will get up out of the way when you don't want them there, like a cell shade or a roller shade. And roller shades I'm push roller shades right now. I really think there's a lot of very wonderful fabrics for roller shades.
And roller shades are what you put in our house, right?
Correct.
In the breakfast and kitchen room?
On your
those are nice.
They are wonderful.
They really are
they
nice.
They provide privacy in our situation. And as soon as the sun, it's west facing, so as soon as that sun comes down below the porch, we roll those down and it just makes a really nice environment in the kitchen.
Now, the privacy is one of the considerations you take people through. Now, babe, I still don't understand how that provides privacy. We have a huge backyard. The entire thing's blocked in by oleanders.
It never bothered me one bit, ever. Yeah. We've been in that house 25 years. But we are down to one child at home, and she's old enough to stay home while we go out to dinner. And all of a sudden, those big windows became very scary, and all those people were looking at her.
And when you talk about how much light you do want to block or not block, there is nothing more annoying than going to someone's house, the big screen TV, the game's on, they've got the shades closed, but you have all that little light creep around the edges and those vertical lines are sitting in your screen right when you're trying to watch the game. You can actually get total blackouts.
Sure you can. I'm going to bring up the cellular shades because if you do an opaque fabric in a cellular, the way cellular shades mount, the brackets are on the top. as opposed to on the sides, so you don't get as much bleed on the sides in terms of light. And when you lower those blackouts, it's pretty much like a cave.
Now, and in privacy, and then you've got the visual impact from inside the room. I think people ought to consider that a lot more before they just jump into the first selection that's the lowest price. I think that makes a big difference.
Correct. I mean, you need to decide whether you want the window treatments to make a statement in your decorative, you know, motif, so to speak. Most people seem to always want, you know, I want to keep it very neutral. It's like beige, beige, beige. Mm-hmm. But there's so many wonderful colors and fabrics and patterns and things in the roller shades and cellular shades. And of course, shutters make a pretty big statement. And most people do them in white, but stained shutters are just absolutely beautiful. You can match the floor, you can match a piece of furniture. They're going to make a decorative statement as opposed to white, which makes its own statement, but not as strongly as a stained shutter.
You know, one of my favorite rooms in our house is the library, where mm-hmm. it's painted a light mint green on the wall. We have a deep mahogany cabinets and bookcases and things like that. And then we have a deep dark green shutter covering it. I like just going in that room and sitting there. I just like being surrounded by my books. The colors are right.
It's warm.
That shutter just is so welcome. You open the shutter and you've got a Pella wood window on the other side of it. That's my comfort zone. That's my happy place.
And you know, Rosie, while we're on this subject, for people that are on a budget, because I know shutters are sometimes out of the range of some folks' budget, you can get a similar effect with a 2-inch wood blind or a 2.5-inch wood blind.
One of the better value products you were talking about earlier,
right.
And I want to come back to that. Let's go to the lines. We've got a couple calls. Chad, you okay?
Yep.
Just jump in, Chad.
All right. Good deal. Let's run down to Green Valley. We've got Tony, and right after that, we'll take Bob in Phoenix. Tony in Green Valley, good morning. Listening on KGVY.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Just moved to Green Valley from Phoenix, and once and lo and behold, still I need Rosie.
Ah, bless you, my friend.
Bought a house. House was built in 99. It's got what was at the time, I think, were decent windows. They're double pane, but they're the older double pane. It's got a beautiful view I don't want to obscure. Got fairly decent window treatments on the inside, but what I was thinking about is some sort of coating mm-hmm. on the inside to block some of the eastern sun, and that's the direction I want to block the sun from.
Tony, I'll tell you this. Years ago, my daughter lived in town, and she had two bedrooms with exactly the same size windows facing due west with no landscaping shading to protect them at all. One of those bedrooms, we had Chad come out and mount sunscreens to the outside of the windows. And in the other bedroom, we actually had the windows tinted. And we wanted to see in a near identical situation which one made the bigger difference. And I can tell you, if you're trying to cut heat gain, the shade screen is going to be infinitely more effective because it actually shades the aluminum frame of the window, which is one of the primary heat conductors into the house. Be very careful with window tinting. Most responsible window tinting companies will tell you this, that many of the tints will void the warranty, particularly on insulated glass, because the film goes on the inside, what we call the inboard pane of the glass. It allows the heat inside the vacuum airspace to get to a point where the glass will literally shatter. Now, your home, being 10 years old, probably beyond the warranty of that point. I can tell you, if I were in Green Valley and I wanted to talk to somebody about all the options of cutting the heat down in those windows without replacing the windows, I'd call Tucson Rolling Shutter.
Okay.
They've been in town for a long, long time, and they're great people.
Will they give me some options with respect to tinting, though?
I don't know in relation to tinting. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Romy, you were doing some recent research on tinting.
And I won't give you the name on air just because they haven't gone through our certified process. We haven't done any of the screening process, et cetera, et cetera. However, I have been doing some research on tinting. There is two major names that you've heard. Everyone's probably heard of 3M just because of the variety of different products they make. The blue tape, Scotch tape. I mean, they're tons of products. But there's another one, Solar Guard, is owned by another company that basically invented mirrors in the 1400s. And they both are coming out with two new tinting options. And, man, they're going head-to-head trying to compete for market share. So I've been doing a lot of research, and I have two companies that kept rising to the top in your area. One's located in Sierra Vista. One's in Tucson. We'll give you their names and numbers off air. Again, without knowing any more about them than that, we won't mention them on air. But there will be a couple independent contractors that can give you
That'd be great.
Pros and cons not only on window tinting, but on these two products that are
state of the art
coming out, and which one they've seen rise to the top.
Well, Tony says he's been a listener in Phoenix before he moved to Green Valley for a long time. So we'll get Tony's name and information. We'll communicate this to him privately off air so we don't endorse somebody. We'd make a mistake. This is one of the ways we shop companies that want to be ROSI certified is we recruit homeowners in Arizona to blind shop these people, see what promises they make, see what kind of delivery service they make, see what kind of people they are. And when we blind shop them a few times, it kind of tells us if it's a company we want to pursue or not. So, Tony, you'll become our blind shopping battalion down in Green Valley. We've enjoyed all the response we've gotten down in Green Valley since broadcasting on KGVY. And we're actually putting together a referral network for Green Valley. It actually starts with Green Valley Heating and Cooling. Ethan and his whole crew over there have been servicing that area for, I think the company's 40 years old. I think Ethan's had it for about 15 or 18 years. Unbelievable market penetration, unbelievable reputation for taking care of their clients. So we're building out the Green Valley network just as well as we're continuing to build out the Tucson network. Real quick on Arizona Staycation, which is what we always cover right about now, we had a winner that wanted to go to the Grand Canyon, then canceled because...
But they wanted to take the train, and the train wasn't going to stop.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason you go.
Yeah, that's the whole reason
you go. They're rescheduling for the summer. They'll make it a nice getaway for the heat of the summer instead.
Thank you, Governor Brewer, for getting the park back open as of today. I understood that they were going to have a demonstration today, actually, at the South Gate. And I don't – all the people that ran up there to demonstrate that it wasn't open, I don't know. Now they're probably going to have a party that it is open. They were shipping up food and cots and tents and everything for that. So – glad it didn't occur. If you didn't get to the Grand Canyon while it was closed, you missed a great opportunity.
And if you want a chance to win the staycation, send us a little note at info@rosieonthehouse. Is that how you get to it?
Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, and it's right there on the front page. Staycation registration.
Register, because we'll be drawing our October one next week.
The next time National Park's closed and the Grand Canyon is closed, I will personally lead the first 12 people that contact us on a private excursion through the park. It is unbelievable when there's no one there.
How do you know?
It's nice. It's really nice. Let's go to Bob in Phoenix. Do we have time to catch him here? We don't. Bob, hang on one second. We got to take a last break of the show. We get back, you'll be the first person we come to right here at Rosie on the House. Good, great.